Hello, here we are looking back through the files of the Bunyip for Wednesday the 15th of July 2026. Halfway through the year and nothing to show for it. I haven't won Cross Lotto.
Oh, no.
Well, I haven't bought a ticket this year.
That might have something to do with it.
My name is Kay and I'm one of your readers along with Jeanette. Hello, Jeanette.
Hi, Kay.
And we're downstairs in the Gawler Civic Centre at the Gawler Cultural and Heritage Research Centre, which is a wonderful resource and very proud to be associated with it. And we thank them very much for allowing us to record here on a weekday. So I'll kick off with 150 years ago, Roseworthy. The farmers apparently have finished ploughing and sowing for the present and are now occupied in repairing their fences and making their crops secure. The weather of late has been for the most part miserably bleak and cold, causing the growing crops to present a sickly appearance. Yes, bleak and cold is a winter thing, but they'll take off in the spring if they get a little bit of follow-up rain.
Yes.
No doubt we'll read about it a bit more when we, as the year unfolds, someone will pick it up in another column.
The crops were always a primary concern.
Well, in
the Bunyip, because
that held up the district, didn't it?
Yes, yes. Even the factories, the foundries, all dependent on a good crop to sell their machinery.
Well, they had the machinery that was their sales.
Yeah. So the economy of the town very much depended on.
Yeah. Well, they made the trains. The trains went out to pick up the crops, and it all worked together, didn't it?
It did. 100 years ago, Gawler Charity Carnival. Gawler was the first country town to promote an annual charity carnival, inspired by the success of the festival in Adelaide. Residents of Gawler last year raised nearly £550 for deserving local institutions.
That's a lot of money.
That was a lot of money then.
Huge amount, 100 years ago.
Yes. And probably a lot of that would have gone to places like the Hutchinson Hospital, because that was private then and relied heavily on fundraising.
Well, there wasn't the government support for a lot of things.
No.
50 years ago, Wishing Well. Construction of Gawler's first public wishing well on the lawns in Julian Terrace has been completed, and one of the first people to make use of it was Mrs. C.W. Phelps of Cockatoo Valley. The well was built by the Rotary Club of Gawler to help raise funds for community projects. And there's a photograph of Mrs. Phelps and the pristine wishing well. I don't remember it being there, though. Probably got vandalised and stolen. We've got two native wells and two wells that are actually enclosed, and someone got grumpy that kids have broken in and stolen money. And I thought, why would anyone want to throw money into these really deep wells? That
it's a thing that humans have done for thousands of years, though. It's because archaeologically they find that the pre-Roman and Roman, right through, that water rays, water, there's always offerings made into water.
I suppose.
And it's like it's almost this thing that we still have. We still
make a wish.
Yeah.
Did I throw a coin in the Trevi Fountain when I was there? I don't remember.
My friend and I did.
Did you?
Oh, it was very memorable.
You have to stand and throw it over your your back, don't you?
She instructed me because she knew the protocol and I didn't. She'd obviously watched Three Coins in a Fountain or something.
The movie,
She'd obviously watched that, so she was like, this is what you have to do and how you have to do it.
Good luck getting near it. I mean, we were there in September, October, so it was later in the season. Most of the tourists had gone, but it was still quite hot when we were there
in
Rome.
February, I think.
Okay, So you go on those shoulder periods and you get a better chance of seeing
it's
things.
It's always the best time to travel.
Yeah. Yep.
25 years ago, Church Hall to become offices. Accounting firm Foxford and Company have bought the Gawler West Uniting Church property and have plans to give it a facelift. The historic church and memorial hall have been disused since the Uniting Church consolidated their properties last year. Foxford and Company intends to convert the hall into 6 offices, a reception and administration area and boardroom.
You've
been in there since the conversion. Oh. We were guests once at a meeting there.
Peter Foxwood was our accountant, my mum and dad's accountant, because The Foxfords lived opposite us at Teacher Gully.
Yes.
So Peter was my age, but he went off to a private school. And then he moved to Gawler, and we'd moved to Two Wells by then. And so, yeah, we went back to him as an accountant. He was very good, but he unfortunately and rather tragically took his own life.
Oh,
yeah, so...
I used to walk past, I haven't been past it for a long time, but that was one of my routes into Gawler when I first came
here. Yes.
I didn't drive, so I used to walk everywhere. So I
down 14th Street.
And I'd watch all the buildings changing and what was being done to the gardens and restorations.
It is fun. It is fun. So, 10 years ago, barn breakthrough. Plans to transform a derelict light square heritage barn into a medical centre have received council's nod of approval. After being stalled by bureaucracy for 8 years, a single-level medical centre with several consulting rooms and an office area will be constructed in the place of the eyesore, providing it is built to heritage-listed standards. And it does look nice.
Yes.
Is it 10 years ago that they... Yeah. My goodness.
It took a while, I think, from that to getting it demolished. But I know Adrian Chackley of GIHA, Gawler Environment Heritage Centre, was there watching them and making them use his... The actual stone.
Yes.
So a lot of the original stone is in that building.
And it's very good to do that.
Yes.
I like 12th Street. I'm so delighted to see that they've used a lot of the original slate curbing on the southern side.
Oh, lovely.
And someone complained about it, and I thought, why complain about slate? Because it's an ancient material that weathers very, very slowly, and it's going to outlast any concrete that we make, man-made stuff.
That curbing is still actually viable after 100 and something
is.
Years.
So why wouldn't they reuse it? So I think full marks to them. So
absolutely.
Anyway, that's it for this week.
That is. Until next week.
Until next week.
For old light signs.